This is Monday Morning Meditations number 302 on the Rising Man podcast with Jetty Azuma. What are you willing to make a stand for? What is up, Rising Man family? Jetty Azuma here with another Monday Morning Meditation on the Rising Man podcast for you. Without further ado, the topic for today's MMM is, what are you willing to fight for? I'm going to ask you this question, and I want you to think about it as we go through this episode. What are you willing to fight for? I'm not just talking about conceptually. What are you actually willing to make a stand for in your life? What are the circumstances or conditions in which you're willing to stand up and say no to somebody? To roll up your sleeves and get dirty for something that you care about? What are you willing to push back on when someone tries to push back against you? What do you care about that much to make a stand? I think it's imperative for every single man to know exactly what he's fighting for. Because a big part of our lives is going out into the world and figuring out, what do we care enough about to fight for it? That's really what adolescence is all about. It's about going out into the world and figuring out, what do I care about enough to fight for it? What do I care enough about to commit to it? What do I care enough about to devote my life, my time, energy, and resources to build? Those are the questions that need to be answered. And I spent a lot of time around a lot of men at different stages of life, regardless of age, who are in this question. And if I hit them with this question and they don't have an immediate response, it tells me that they haven't gotten flat on that yet. And it's okay, because maybe you're not exactly clear what you're willing to fight for. Maybe you are. Maybe you have some idea. The first step is having enough life experience to figure out, what are the things that I value? What are the qualities that I value in myself? And the qualities that I value in the people I surround myself with. That's a very, very important exercise every man has to go through in their lives in order to determine, who do you want to surround yourself with and how do you want to operate your life? Values is the place we start from. Beyond values, what are the things I care enough about in my life to devote myself to? What are the personal life practices that I have? The roles, the responsibilities that I want to take on and the way in which I'll take those on? For example, I can take on the role and responsibility of being a father, but what kind of father am I determined and committed to be? This is the level of clarity that every man has to have so that I know what my mountaintop is. I know what my North Star is and where my direction is pointing me. And if you're asking yourself these questions, you're hearing them and they're landing on you and you're not quite clear, you're not quite sure, it's okay. It's okay. Rest assured, you ought to take as much time as it takes to get really clear on what are those things that you are willing to fight for. Because once you are, you're like a bullet shot out of a cannon. You can blast through any wall. That level of clarity is what drives a man up a mountain and into his higher purpose. I think a lot of people, we try to prematurely start that journey of climbing up a mountain before we're clear on these things. Before I know clearly, what am I willing to fight for? What am I willing to sacrifice for? Who am I willing to sacrifice for? And we all deserve to take whatever time is necessary to move in that direction. Now, spending years and years sitting on the couch playing video games and jerking off to porn, that's not exactly finding your purpose. Okay? At a certain point in time, it's important to engage with the process of identifying what it is that you're willing to fight for. Getting yourself out into the world, exploring, experiencing new things. If you're just marinating and melting away on the couch, that's not engaging with that process. And maybe you have to look in that mirror, because sometimes the pain of marinating on the couch is exactly what you need to jumpstart yourself. But somehow you have to leverage that and channel it into the engaging of uncovering your process and discovering who you are and what you stand for. And then once you identify that and it's clear, so that the next time that I say, what are you willing to fight for? You know instantly what that is, because you're already doing it, or you've already positioned yourself and you've set up your life so you can start moving in that direction. That's what it takes. It's so important for us to know what we're fighting for. Men who wake up without purpose don't know what to do with themselves. We don't know how to spend our lives. I bet you've woken up like that before, just like I have. Even if I have a clear higher purpose, sometimes I wake up and I don't have my day planned out and I'm not sure exactly what to do. There's that lost feeling that reminds me of what I was like in my 20s when I was still exploring what I was willing to fight for. what I cared about enough to invest my life. I remember what that feels like. And it's a normal part of the process. I want to normalize that because a lot of us, but pressure from society that's telling us that by the time we're 21, we should know what we want to do for the rest of our lives. You should know what you're fighting for. You should be out there in the world sacrificing and fighting for it already at the age of 21. It's not realistic. And it is your responsibility to be engaged with that process. So that's my message today. It's really a question. It's really an opportunity, an invitation for you to reflect on what are you willing to fight for? What do you care so much about that you'll invest and commit yourself without conditions, non-negotiables? What am I going to fight for and chase with my life force energy? When you know the answer to that question, the only thing left to do is pour some rocket fuel on that. And if you don't know how to answer that question just yet, then rest assured that you deserve and owe it to yourself. You owe it to yourself. You owe it to yourself to give yourself the time to get really clear on what that is. You don't want to wander down a trail and get 20 miles into it and suddenly realize that you chose the wrong one. You're fighting for the wrong thing. So take your time and be fully engaged in that discovery process. And if you've already discovered what it is, well, welcome to princehood. Time to hammer away and build that kingdom. Let's go. If you don't know where you are and you need some help with that, reach out and book a call with our Rising Man team, because that's exactly what we're here to do. We're here to help you figure out where you are, where you're going, and how to get there. So hit us up and make sure you tune in next week for another Monday morning meditation here on the Rising Man podcast. Until then, rise up and claim your destiny.